Lesson 19, David. He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds. Psalm 78, verse 70. Reading, 1 Samuel 16. Objective, to show how David was chosen by God to be the next king over Israel, and how Yahweh is more interested in our hearts or character than our external appearance. Background. Saul was the type of king that the people would choose. The next king would be of Yahweh's choice, a man after his own heart. 1 Samuel 13, verse 14. And Samuel was sent to anoint him. Samuel is sent to Bethlehem. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 to 3. Yahweh spoke to Samuel and said, "How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel?" Samuel obviously loved Saul and was very sad that God had rejected him. However, it was time to anoint a new king. "Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite." Samuel was concerned that Saul would kill him if he heard he had gone to anoint a new king. So Yahweh told Samuel to take a heifer and sacrifice with the people. God had chosen a man from the family of Jesse, a family that was very notable for its origins. Jesse had descended from Salmon and Rahab of Jericho, and then through Boaz and Ruth the Moabitess. From these descendants would come a royal line that would come down to the Lord Jesus Christ. God told Samuel he would tell him which of Jesse's sons to anoint. Samuel comes to Bethlehem. 1 Samuel 16, verse 4 to 5. When Samuel arrived in Bethlehem, the elders trembled and said, "Comest thou peaceably?" When a priest visited with a heifer, it meant someone in the city had committed a murder and the murder needed to be found, or he had come to sacrifice a peace offering. Samuel said he had come peaceably to sacrifice to Yahweh. He called them all to the sacrifice along with Jesse and his sons. Jesse's sons come before Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6 to 10. First, Eliab came before Samuel. He must have looked impressive because Samuel said, "Surely Yahweh's anointed is before him." But not so, for Yahweh said, "Look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For Yahweh seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looketh on the heart." Jesse called Abinadab, Shammah, and so on, seven sons one by one. But each time came the reply, "Neither hath Yahweh chosen him." David is anointed. Samuel was puzzled. He asked Jesse if all his children were there. "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." David was so insignificant they hadn't even bothered to call him. He was busy looking after the sheep, a job which was certainly preparing him, in God's good time, for shepherding his people. Samuel insisted that David must be called before they could commence the feast. David came in, and Yahweh immediately said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." God said, "I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart." What were the qualities that suited David to be the next king? He was a man after God's own heart, who spent hours meditating on the ways of God as he watched the sheep. He became a man of prayer from a very young age and wrote remarkable expressions of his spiritual thinking in the Psalms. Psalm 78, verse 70 to 72 says, "He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfold, to feed Jacob his people." In feeding the sheep, he had learnt those qualities that would fit him for leading God's people. He had learnt to lead the ewes with young, and look after the lambs. David showed great care and compassion for the nation over which he would reign. David developed a faith and trust in God, which made him protective of his sheep. He was prepared to give his life for his sheep and boldly defended them against wild animals. He had the sort of faith needed to be king over God's sheep and would not panic when difficulties came, as Saul did. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. He was now the anointed king, and Yahweh's Spirit came upon him. What a sad contrast with verse 14. The Spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul. God will be with us while we seek him. Under the divine influence, David matured in God's ways, and his spiritual insight became sharper. David was anointed 3 times, here in Bethlehem, and much later in Hebron, and finally in Jerusalem. He was to wait many years until he became king. Principle for living: God looks on the heart. What a contrast there is between the first 2 kings of Israel. The people were impressed with Saul's appearance, but God was impressed with David's character. Samuel saw Eliab and thought he must be the next king because of his physical appearance, but God said no. He was not interested in physical appearance, but instead chose a man after his own heart. The Bible speaks of the hidden man of the heart and speaks against the outward adorning. God delights to see a beautiful character fashioned by his word. This is where our energy should be directed, in developing a mind that reflects the principles of truth in daily life. Excessive attention to our physical bodies, the clothes we wear, and the fashion accessories are all satisfying the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. They give glory to man at the expense of giving glory to God. In Isaiah 3, verse 16 to 23, God says he will take away the outward show of the daughters of Zion. The Apostle Paul warns us that physical exercise is of no value compared to the development of godliness. So rather than being centered in what we look like, we need to concentrate on what we are like. As young people, it's very easy to become absorbed with our personal appearance. But really, as Peter says, all flesh is grass. We do wither as the years pass, but what survives? The word of God endureth forever. We need to take that word into ourselves so that we will endure. All of that doesn't mean it doesn't matter what we wear. The very things we choose to wear show what our thinking is like. Let our appearance reflect the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. Basic Bible teaching: Messiah or Christ, the Anointed. David's anointing points forward to Messiah. In the English, this is the Anointed One, or in the Greek, Christ. Under the law, both kings and priests were anointed to office with oil, which was a combination of pure olive oil and sweet-smelling spices. Oil symbolizes the Spirit of God, which David received soon after his anointing. The oil was poured on the head to recognize the separation of that person to a special purpose. The oil in this context represents to us the Word of God, which separates us for a special work. In the fullest sense, it is Jesus who is the Christ, the Anointed One. Jesus was anointed with the Spirit at his baptism. God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." When Jesus was resurrected, God made him both Lord and Christ. He was anointed with immortality and elevated to the Father's right hand, anointed with the oil of gladness. As God's anointed, he sits in heaven awaiting the time when he will return to reign over all the earth in the kingdom of God. David comes before Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14 to 23. As time went on, Saul became more and more morose and fretful. He knew God had left him, but he refused to humble himself and turn back to God. He became envious of others as he desperately tried to hold on to the throne. His servant, seeing the change in Saul, suggested he should find someone to play music to calm him. Saul agreed to this, and David was brought to the palace. At this stage, it is unknown to Saul that David was to be the next king of Israel. Notice the servant's comments in observing David: cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and Yahweh is with him. What a great tribute to David's character. David brought the peace of God with him and played the harp to quiet Saul's restless spirit. We read that Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor-bearer. David's nature was such that Saul was drawn to him in spite of his wretchedness. Summary: Samuel was told to stop mourning for Saul and go to Bethlehem to anoint the next king. Jesse's eldest 7 sons were all rejected. David was called from the sheep to stand before him. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God knows the heart. Samuel anointed David in the presence of all his brethren. So too, Christ was anointed by God to be the king of the world. Saul could not humble himself to turn back to God, so his life went steadily downhill. We need to trust and have faith in God like David. Then our lives will be a witness to the things we believe.